But Hubertus, Case offers. What if Dorothea is...
Yes?
He leans forward, palms flat on the table. A vicious lying cunt. Big End giggles, a deeply alarming sound.
Well, he says, we are in the business of advertising after all, he smiles. But you are talking about loyalty, not honesty. And I have a strong yet simple faith that Dorothea can be counted on to be absolutely loyal to...
He looks at Dorothea, his expression suddenly quite cold.
Her career.
Reluctantly, Case realizes he may be right. He's buying Dorothea's allegiance with the one thing that literally no one else can offer her, a potentially fast-track position in Blue Ant. And as Case recognizes this, she's suddenly very curious as to what it is that Dorothea knows. Then tell me, she says, facing Dorothea, pointedly ignoring Boone, what Hubertus imagines I'll find so very interesting.
I like your jacket, Dorothea says. Is it new?
And Case will later think that Franco, just then, had come very close to not being the only one to risk having had nasal cartilage driven into his forebrain. But Dorothea is out of immediate reach, and Case refuses to rise to the bait.
Dorothea smiles. 3 weeks ago, Dorothea begins, I took a call in Frankfurt from someone in Cyprus, Russian. A tax lawyer, he said. At first it seemed to be about a possible contract for Heinze, but quickly it became obvious that he required services from my previous line of work.
She raises one eyebrow at Case. I know about that.
He wanted someone made sufficiently uncomfortable to not accept a position at a particular firm, this firm. And you, of course, are that person.
Dorothea folds her hands in her lap.
He came from Cyprus immediately, if indeed he was from Cyprus, and we met. He told me, then, who you were, and of course I had some sense of that from my knowledge of the business, this business. He was clearly aware both of my background and of the way I was positioned, vis-à-vis Blue Ant. I noted that carefully.
He was Russian?
Yes. Do you know Cyprus?
No.
It is a tax shelter domain for the Russians. It caters to them. There are many Russians there. I was given information regarding you and paid a retainer.
Dorothea, Boone says, I didn't want to interrupt when you were telling us this earlier, but what form did payment take?
U.S. dollars.
Thank you. Boone falls silent again. What information? Case asks.
When did you stop seeing Catherine McNally? Dorothea asks in reply.